We bring in Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Jim, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. And, boy, the Cavaliers seem to be getting stronger as the season progresses. And I want to begin with the play of Colin Sexton, especially over the last five games. He has shot the ball exceptionally well. He's scoring consistently, and he's playing with all kinds of confidence. Jim, what do you think have been the biggest differences with him over the last 5 to 10 games?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do, it started around the All-Star break, and I honestly believe, in my mind, I know that Jetty should have made it, but I think Colin should have made it also. And he's been playing as good as any young player in our game right now. He's averaged about 24 points a game over the last 5 or 6 games, and he's been consistent. The things that I've noticed beyond just the scoring is how he's scoring. He's either getting at the rim or he's shooting threes. He's minimized his mid-range game, and I think it's made him a better player in reference to the way the game is played now as far as efficiency.
Do you think the criticism is fair or unfair when it comes to him as a distributor? Because you look at his assist numbers, they're certainly up from the beginning of the year for sure, but it seems like the biggest knock on him comes back to him as a facilitator. I'm not necessarily sure I agree with those at this point, at the beginning of the year, sure, but I think that's another area, Jim, where his game has really grown.
Yeah, it has, and I go back to Kyrie Irving, who had similar numbers. In his first 80 games or 75 games, trying to play the point guard with so many things to do. What these young kids rely on is what they have confidence in, and their confidence has been in their scoring. I mean, when we get these guards, most of them are scoring guards, and that's where their confidence is. And even though they may have bad scoring habits, it just takes a world of time to get them to be more efficient in the way they approach their scoring. Now we're asking him to be a distributor, too. And if you really look at the fundamentals of assists and distribution, a lot of it comes with being a scoring threat first. Then that makes your passing a lot more efficient because now you become what we call a dual threat. And so it's just taking time. Nobody's panicking right now like they did earlier in the year when they said what he wasn't. But what he is he's a scorer. And the kid can score with anybody his age, and maybe a few years older. The thing I like about him is the level of physicality and the passion he has for the game. I've watched this kid in practices. I've watched him in the games. He doesn't get the calls like he should. He's getting hit and scarred up and knocked down. He gets right back up, maintains his intensity. This kid could be good one day just because of his toughness.
No question about that. And I think when you look at the way he's progressed throughout the course of the season, it's awfully difficult to dispute any of that. And I think with him especially, I mean, we always look at the way he scores. And, you know, he's on the brink of doing something tonight. If he scores 23 points, he could become the only Cavalier rookie to score 23 or more in 7 straight games. So it tells you, I think, that he's certainly a heck of a lot more confident as well. And it seems like that's certainly something that has spread to his teammates because the Cavs, especially at home, Jim, have played really well since the All-Star break. They're 5-2 at the queue since the break. I mean, is there any particular reason for the recent string of success?
Well, I think they finally get what Drew has been talking about all season, is that we have to do certain things every night in order to establish an identity. When they're playing at their best, it's because of pace, because they're getting more open looks earlier in the clock, which makes their field goal percentages a lot stronger, and that's what they're doing. When they come home, you know, they lick their wounds from the road, and they get home, and they just seem to play better with more confidence. Now, when you're developing a team, a losing team, and you're trying to get better, one of the first things you have to establish after you once decide that you're going to play hard every night, no matter what the opposition, is that you have to start winning at home first. The road is always going to be more difficult, and that's what they've established. They've taken a huge step forward. They can win at home now.
I want to give you an opportunity here to kind of expand on some comments made by Coach Drew, because I think they fall in line with what we're saying now and what you've been telling us all throughout the course of the year. Coach Drew mentioned earlier this week, you know, success is not always necessarily measured on wins and losses. I think that certainly applies to this year. He continued and said, these guys have really, really shown growth. And, Jim, I think that's something that you've been preaching to us since we had you on back at the beginning of October. You know, maybe it wasn't something that we could see right away, but sure. But battling through adversity is something that's just made this team stronger.
Yeah, it has. And, anytime you struggle, there's a chance to improve yourself. And that's psychologically and philosophically, that's what's happened. They know what they were, and they've tried to overcome that. And by doing that, the thing I like about Drew is he's been real with these guys. You know, he's not sugarcoating anything. Accountability is still important. When they go into their film sessions, they break a lot of stuff down on what you should be doing. And these guys are taking that to heart. Look at Jetty Osmond playing some of the best basketball he's ever played. I marvel at Jetty, because over the last 10 or 15 games, this young kid has made big shot after big shot, big steals. He's doing whatever it takes to win. He's not only trying to play well, he's trying to win the game, and I think that's where he and Colin have turned the corner.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Cavaliers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Pregame at 6:30. Tip time scheduled for 7 o'clock. And we have 3 weeks left here, Jim. And, I mean, it's going to get pretty interesting. There's some pretty stiff competition for the Cavaliers. They've got some really good teams on the docket before we get to the end of the season. How much do you think we're going to learn about this group coming down the home stretch here again against some really tough teams?
Well, I think they're resilient. I think they've been in more games than they've been out of games. The Dallas game was a step back, but it was also the third game in four nights, and it sort of wore on them. But I think there's a lot more to be seen, especially coming down the stretch, because coming down the stretch is attitudinal. You know you're not going anywhere. What's going to motivate you to still continue to play with a passion? What's going to motivate you to overcome obstacles and quit looking at the summer? You know, sometimes about this time of year, the wives go back home or the girlfriends go back home, and everybody's thinking about the summer. Well, these young kids so far, they've accepted every challenge. We've beaten some playoff contender teams that needed those games, and these kids have closed games with Colin Sexton, Osmond, down the stretch, young guys, you know, that are learning what it takes to win. And let's go over that again. If you look at the way Colin and Osmond have been playing, they first had to become consistent in their efforts, and that's all about playing. But over the last month and a half, especially Jetty Osmond, plays to win the game. He's not forcing his game. He's letting the game come to him. He's been able to take advantage, especially in the second half, of his opportunities as far as scoring and defending. I just think that was the next step, and those kids are there. I don't think they're going to backtrack. They may have some up and downs, but I don't think they're going back. I honestly believe now they play to win, not just play to play.
And certainly gives Cavalier fans a lot to look forward to next season, no question. I want to stick with Osmond here for just a second because, you know, last year he kind of played sparingly. He didn't play a ton. He provided some energy off the bench, but we didn't really get a chance to see him play a lot consistently. Jim, his game has really kind of taken off here, as you mentioned, the last 6 weeks. Did you see this in him last year?
All I saw was hustle. All I saw was competitive hustle. I didn't see a guy that was trying to win the game. I just saw a kid that was trying to prove that he could play on this level, and that had to do with competing. But what I've noticed in he and Colin lately is the will to win the games, make big shots, not just play to play, but play to win. And that's the next level. And that's the next level I think that they're going to excel in. And I look forward to them being exceptional young players. I don't know how good they can be. That's up to them and how hard they work in the summers. But I honestly believe that they're on their way. They've both taken that first step.
will certainly have to love the way they played against the Pistons a couple of nights ago. And, of course, they'll have an opportunity to show it again against another really good team, another playoff team against the Bucks tonight. We'll get to that game here in just a moment. But, you know, I think there's certainly something, Jim, to be said about the environment that has been created. And I think a lot of that goes back to Coach Drew. And you look at a guy like Brandon Knight. You feel like he's really kind of getting very, very comfortable in his role with this offense?
Yeah, I think he is. He's competitive. He's very competitive. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's had an awful lot of bad luck as far as staying healthy. And so he's out there trying to prove a point. He's keeping it about as real as you can keep it. He has to continue to show teams and us that he can compete consistently on this level, that he can play close to the way he used to play. Looks like his quickness is coming back. He's making shots again. I just think that he's got a high motor. I think the last thing for him to do is pick up on the defensive end, but I think all of that's going to come around. He's in a tough situation because we have a lot of guards, but I'm telling you that he's not that bad. He really is.
Well, certainly looking forward to seeing how he plays tonight. This stage of the season, you're never really sure what you're going to get. Sometimes guys will rest, and especially if you're on the back end of a back-to-back, you just never know who you're going to see out there. And, of course, the Bucks are loaded. They've got all kinds of talent, but the injury bug certainly has bitten them recently. Jim, what are your expectations for the Cavaliers and the Bucks tonight?
I just think the Cavaliers just have to play. Play and compete. Don't worry about the ending until you get there, but make good decisions. This is the best team record-wise in the NBA. They've had a good, consistent year. They struggled with Philly the other day, and the thing that I saw them struggle with is physicality. I don't know how physical they're going to be in the playoffs, but I do know this, that may be just enough of an edge for us to beat them, because I thought we were physical against Toronto. I thought we were physical against Orlando, and I know we were physical against the Suns. If we can give ourselves a level of physicality, we'll give ourselves a chance to win this game.
Certainly looking forward to it. Again, 6:30 pregame, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock tonight. The Cavaliers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Jim, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time very much, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Again, Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.